Welcome everyone to our Warrior Goddess Leadership Call. This is week one. I'm so really overjoyed to be here with you today and to share these teachings around what it means to be a leader. We're going to start off with a grounding in a moment. I want to share that I'm tuning in from Woodstock, New York, so upstate New York, and that this land that I am blessed to be doing a writing retreat on was the land of the Lenape, and there's a creek that runs through here that's called the Esopus, and the tribe that was here, the tribes that were here were the Esopus tribe. So we are grateful to this land and to all the ones that came before us. And just to take a moment for each of us, you've shared in the chat, but for each of us to open our awareness to include into this circle the physical humans that are here. So all these bodies that you see on the Zoom that one day we hopefully will get to see and touch and be physically around. And I know there's many of you I've gotten to meet and see in person, and some of you that I haven't had that honor of yet, but I look forward to it. So that we call in and we honor these physical beings, these physical manifestations of the divine. And that we also call in our ancestors, that we ask that the work that we do here today in this circle, this leadership circle, is a blessing to our ancestors, both our blood ancestors and our spirit ancestors, the ones that we have loved that have crossed before us. And that also ripples out to our descendants, to the ones that come after us, whether that's children or people that we touch in our lives or that are somehow connected from the future back. And that we also honor the land where we're at. So wherever you physically live or where your physical body is right now, that we also honor the ancient ones, the ones that walked the land before we did. And that's why one of the things that we like doing as part of the Warrior Goddess community is honoring the, especially for those of us that are in the Americas, honoring the people that came before us. So the Esopus tribe, the Lenape people is who I'm honoring today. And we'll share a link later on of if you want to learn who the tribes were that were living in the land that you're now on, especially if you're in the Americas, we'll send that link later. So Serena, can you just make a note? We'll do that. Not right now, because then we'll all be like, oh, we must look, but we'll do that at the end. Great. And also thank you everyone for flexibility. We've been, you know, as we shared, we've had some challenges with our website, with our big domain hoster who hasn't been able to keep up with us because we're expanding so much. No, because we're such glorious as warrior goddesses, we needed to shift. So we're in the process of moving everything over to a completely different server. So it's rocky and bumpy, but we do have the link, and I'll share that later as well, for just for this week, so that you can have access to the week one lesson. And the recording of this will be up tomorrow. And we do expect, we know that the membership site and the website will be up by the end of this week. We just wanted to make extra, extra sure that you had access to the recording and to the lesson. All right, let's go ahead and do a grounding. If you can, put your feet flat on the ground. If you're able to connect your feet to the floor. And settling into your body, taking a breath into your full being. So as you inhale, you can send your awareness down into your feet and up into your head simultaneously. So I love that place of connecting through your breath with your entire body, saying hello to this being. And as you exhale, just let everything relax, letting your shoulders relax, your belly relax, your jaw relax. And as you exhale, you might want to just wiggle your body a little bit, just move your body to invite your body to let go of any tension that it might be holding from your day. Good. And sending your awareness down through your body and down into the earth beneath you. So imagining as you send your awareness down that you're sending a taproot down into the soil. We connect our physical bodies with the soil. And imagine that taproot sinking deeper and deeper into soil. And then as that taproot sinks down, that you can imagine your branches, excuse me, your roots going out into the earth. So from that taproot, imagining more roots spreading, sinking down, connecting to earth. And as we use our imagination, we're training our energy body and our physical body to reconnect with the earth. Roots going deeper and deeper into the soil. And imagining that you can wrap your roots around big boulders in the earth, around crystals, around other roots, find something solid, wrap your roots around. Settling in. And then inhaling from earth, pulling up resources, vibrancy, connection from earth, pulling up through your roots, pulling in the steadiness. And breathing up into your body, pulling this energy all the way up. Imagine that you're bringing it up into belly and low back, letting this energy run down your legs, knees, ankles, into your feet. And as you breathe in, you're pulling energy from earth up through your body, up through the core of your body, through the trunk of your being, pulling up all the way up to collarbones, connecting this line of energy from earth up through the center channel of your body. Imagine as you breathe that energy up into your chest and upper back, that it comes up to your collarbones and then goes down into shoulders, elbows, wrists, into your hands. Good. Pulling energy up into throat and neck. And then up into your head, relaxing your jaw. And pulling energy, connecting earth up through your body. And then imagine that you can open the crown of your head, set branches wide to sky. Opening to the wisdom of sun and moon and stars, of the cycles of space. Opening into possibility as you send those branches out. And on your next inhale, pulling in energy from sky, connecting to sky, pulling that energy into your branches all the way through. And imagine that you can pull sky energy through down the center of your body into earth. So sending it down into earth. Good. And then bringing both of your hands onto your solar plexus. And just feeling into what called you to be part of this leadership circle. What was the invitation? What was the curiosity or the desire? what sparked you to be part of this gathering of women learning about leadership in the warrior goddess way. Finding, see if you can go back to the moment when you said to yourself, yes, when you decided to step into this circle, which may have been years ago, or may have been recently. So feeling that spark in your being. And then really thanking yourself for using your will to follow through, to bring yourself here. So whether you're watching live right now or you're listening to the recording, you did it, you're here, welcome. So really celebrating yourself for showing up, for saying yes. Good. And last question, what's your intent for this circle? Where do you want to put your focus? So when you feel into claiming your capacity to be in service, to be a leader, to do leadership from a different place, not from fixing, not from pushing. Not from ego. What's your intent for stepping into leadership at this time of your life? What's your focus? And bringing that intent as we do in our Warrior Goddess community into one word. What's the one word of your intent, the seed that you want to plant here today as we gather this circle? Beautiful. And taking that from a thought into a feeling sense, so really bringing that sense of your intent into your body, the feeling sense of your intent, what's the quality, what's the energy, what's the feeling of your intent? Bring that in now. Beautiful. And when you're ready, holding that intent, holding that feeling sense in your body, go ahead and open your eyes and be present here. Good. Go ahead and share in the chat what your intent is for this particular circle. And so we can start weaving our intent together. I'll start reading them out loud. And as I'm reading them out loud, just feel which ones you also resonate with, holding your intent, also feeling which ones you resonate with, and that we're all holding these energies together. Consciousness, joy, holding, alignment, energizing compassion, integration, confidence, humility, sovereignty, awareness, possibility, commitment, focus, integrity, bold, oneness, presence, essence, authenticity, connection. Yes, please, Serena. Shine, love and compassion for self and other, unlimited potential, home inside myself, focus, open joyously, expansion, harmony, community to find and give community, presence and intention, step into my power, shine, expression, boldness, decisiveness, empower, deepening, stability, vibrant, expansion, transformation, resilience, forgiveness, expanding, freedom for authenticity, discipline with gentleness and fairness. Beautiful. Good. Knowledge. Good. So as we step in, we hold our own personal intent, and we also hold the intent of this particular group of humans coming together to learn what it means to be a warrior goddess leader. What does it mean to be in relationship with self and others? Really from that place of deep service. But what you're going to find as we go through this training together is that you may be surprised that some of your ideas about leadership and how we've learned to be leaders are really different than what the warrior goddess form of leadership is, and how we bring that new paradigm in, because that's really what we're doing together, is that we're with many, many other humans around the world, right? Anchoring in a new paradigm that is beyond the old power over, better than, worse than. That's beyond that paradigm of fixing, caretaking, forcing. And that is really embodied in this time and this place in relationship to self, in relationship to life, learning how to align with life, and in relationship with others. And that as we step into leadership, I want to first, and we'll be saying this to you many times because we notice you all forget this, and we forget this too as the team, which is that there isn't one right way to do leadership. We're all in leadership to ourselves. And that's radical. You're learning how to lead yourself in a better way, how to guide and focus yourself, how to inspire yourself. That's leadership. And so this idea that leadership is always like, if you're doing leadership right, then you're serving a gazillion people, or then you're really popular on social media, or you're running a company and you're leading that, like all that stuff. No, it may manifest as you being an influencer on social media or you working with large groups of people, and it may not. And that's okay. There's no one way to be a leader. And the power of us understanding, really getting in our bones, that the core of warrior goddess leadership is being a better leader internally. Learning how to shift our relationship with self so that we're moving out of punishment, judge, strategy, and we're moving into deep alliance with ourself and support, that we're learning how to be both gentle and fierce in our relationship with ourselves. We're learning not to abandon ourselves, but actually to really become our own best friends, our own cheerleaders, our own witness, to really embrace all of our being. One of the big mistakes that I see leaders do, and that we'll be talking about over our time together, is get into a mode where we equate leadership with perfection. Where we equate leadership with service out here. And we abandon this being. I see this happen over and over and over again, where our focus goes outside and we're actually not in as deep of service as we could be. The difference between being centered, holding the energy that we're wanting to share, embodying it fully, letting that vibrate out from our being and touch whoever it touches. You're then in leadership when you're at the grocery store and you pull something off the shelf that somebody can't reach and hand it to them with a smile. You're then in leadership when you make the choice to not do something because you realize that it's actually not in alignment with you. That you're in leadership whether you have one person that you're sharing something with or you have 1,000 people that you're presenting to, and that there isn't a difference. There isn't a this is better than this is worse than. I love sharing, whether that sharing is with one person. I've done tons of things where it's been me and one or two or three other people. And tons of things when there's me and hundreds of people. And my goal for myself, and I'm hoping that you will start to understand and to feel into this for yourself, is that you're giving from your center out, regardless of who's in the room or not in the room, because you're in the room. And that you're sharing that the healing, your own healing process is part of the journey. And it's not about getting someplace. It's about being in authentic relationship with self and being a model through your authenticity, through your vulnerability, through your presence, through listening to what's needed here. And how do we get that? We get that by feeling into what's needed here. And that's ongoing. You know, the other thing that we want to continue to break the paradigm down around leadership is that once you're in service or you're a leader, that you can stop doing your own work. Phew. Right? Here's the truth, loves. When you choose to step into leadership or continue your journey into deepening your leadership, what that means is you're committing to go even deeper with yourself. This is not the easy path. This is the challenging path, because what you're stepping into is I will do my work so that I can keep in alignment and continue to deepen my own process and my own relationship with self as I share. Okay. And there's I think one of the old models of leadership was this idea that, I see this sometimes with therapists, with leaderships, that with people that are in leadership, that there's this going outside of self to fix others. And in doing so, the self gets abandoned. And it's a way, it's actually a dodge. And learning a new model, which is this internal work is crucial and it doesn't end. It doesn't end. It changes for sure. But that what we want to, what I found the most powerful leadership is when you're on the journey, no matter how many times you've been doing whatever it is you're doing, you're on the journey as well. You're not like, hey, I finished that journey. Now I'm going to tell you how you should do this journey. Right? You're on the journey with whoever, whether that's your child or your school or your company that you're also on the journey of learning, because you're going to get challenged. You're going to be invited to go deeper over and over again. And that's one of the biggest gifts, I think, of leadership. I'm so grateful to be a teacher because it keeps me honest and on my toes to do my own work. It keeps inviting me deeper into my relationship with self. And, you know, when I first started teaching, just a little bit of like how I ended up being a teacher is that, and some of you have heard this story before, but when I was in college, I'll kind of cut to the chase of this, but I started studying feminism, and then I started studying earth-based traditions and discovered like, oh my God, there's this whole other world that I didn't know about. And I got really excited to share it with people. And I was a writer at that time. And so I wrote an article. And somebody came into my office where I worked, and somebody I'd never met. And she walks in and she literally was like, oh my God, I just read this article and I've got to find this woman. It was this article about earth-based traditions. And she wrote, and I was like, hi, that's me. And the next thing out of her mouth is like, great, do you teach? And I was like, no, I'm a writer. I'm shy. I do not teach. And she was like, yes, you're going to teach. And that was the beginning. There was another part of my friend Autumn and I also teaching something, which was hilarious. And from that invitation of people being hungry for what I was learning and me being curious of like wanting to learn more and also wanting to share what I learned, that's how I'll think about it as being drafted, that I was drafted into this because I was super shy. I had no intent or desire to be a leader in any way. But then I was pulled forward by what my students needed, by what the people that were coming, what the community needed. And we'll be talking more about this as well, as how to show up as a channel, how to listen for what's needed, and how to understand that that's, you know, what's being asked of you is also what you need as well, what you're deepening into. And so however you have come to this moment in your life and this particular training, there's something leading you. And there's a need, both a need that you have and a need that's being asked of you, I believe. And that's where magic starts to happen. Is when you're teaching and leading yourself, and that is spilling over to others. And that when we stay curious, we stay present, and we let go of this idea of there's a progression, like that you're doing it right if you've like left the beginning stages and then you're up here, that it's a circle. It's a circle. And that we always want to be going back to the foundations over and over again. It's a huge piece. We'll talk more about that as well. Crystal, is it accurate to say that quantitative assessment numbers alone is patriarchal excess warrior? Alone, it can be. Absolutely. So the idea that we can boil everything down to numbers or quantitative, when we just lean into that as the only way or the best way or the right way, yes, then it can definitely get into excess warrior. And that's part of the whole. So the leadership I'm interested in is where we're pulling what's needed in this moment with who am I in relationship with. And the more capacity we have in terms of understanding different ways of thinking, the more that we're able to then choose what's needed here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so true. Stepping into leadership requires more work on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yay, that's what you're signing up for. Which is beautiful. Yeah. Distinction between service leadership, servant leadership, which objectifies serving outside the self, and server leadership involves the both end of serving self and others. Yeah, exactly. And that we're serving both. We can't put ourselves aside. We have to include ourselves. And there's times that you need to set yourself aside. We'll talk about that as well. Okay. But how you set yourself aside while not abandoning yourself. So as we go through our 12 weeks together, there'll be a lot of different pieces that will get woven in. There'll also be time for questions, for sharing, for interacting with each other. And this course is a combination of two different parts, we can say. So one piece is around the foundation, which is how do we do leadership in a new way? What is warrior goddess leadership? How do we do that? How do we do leadership in a new way? And how do we embody it rather than intellectualizing, conceptualizing? How do we embody bringing in the quality of balanced warrior and balanced goddess, what that balance is for us? And the practical, how and what do we teach? So part of what you're going to be getting from this course is a shift and a redefining your relationship with leadership and what that actually means in your bones, and outlines and structure. Okay, so the outlines and the structure are how to teach a 5-week warrior goddess foundations course, and how to teach a weekend workshop or a one day, like a Saturday workshop. That's called Reclaim. And I'll be doing a version of Reclaim, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So you all are invited to come be part of that, Reclaim and Restore. And then we'll also be breaking that apart later as well. And so one of the things that I think is really different about this training than other leadership trainings that I've been part of is that you're going to get the nuts and bolts. Here's the outline. Here's like step by step, and we'll go through that. And I'm also going to give you the behind the scenes of how to create a beautiful class, how to create a powerful workshop. So the behind the scenes of what are the actual building blocks to create powerful workshops and deep classes so that you can then create your own. If you want. So you'll have a complete outline to fall back onto or to rest into. And you'll also learn how it's kind of like, I'm going to teach you the chords. I'm not going to just teach you one song. I'm going to teach you the chords so that you can play your own song and you can mix and match with whatever works best for you. Okay. So we'll talk more about that. We're going to also talk about ethics. There's pieces around all of this that are coming. But today, we're starting with fear. Yay! To be a leader means facing your fears over and over and over again. And it's not about pretending like you don't have fear. Letting the fear stop you. It's about learning how to acknowledge and be in relationship with what your fears are. And what a lot of us have learned to do, especially with this idea of leadership, is the belief of I shouldn't be afraid. I shouldn't have fear. Yeah. I always love starting here because people are like, wait a minute, why are we starting with fear? Because we need to. Okay. We need to take the fear and put it in front of us to look at it so that we can hold its hand. Okay, so that it's not stopping us. When you take what you're afraid of and put it behind you, it pulls you back. when you take your fear and you just put it always in front of you, it stops you. But when we take our fear and we acknowledge it, and then we hold its hand, then we're at choice. Then we can really be honest with ourselves about what we're afraid of, what we're scared of, and keep going. We're not going to get pulled back by it or blindsided by it because we're trying to push it away. And we're also not going to get stopped by it. Okay, so here's our first question. And this is something that I'm going to invite you to ponder over the coming week. So you'll have little homework assignments each week. And the first one is around, what are you afraid of in relationship to being a leader? What are the fears? And you'll see this also morphs into probably what you're afraid of in life, in relationships. But let's hold that focus. What are you afraid of? What's your worst case scenario fear? And go ahead and share in the chat. We'll start this process in the chat. And then we will be continuing it. I'll share about that in a moment. What are you afraid of? So if you think about being a leader, teaching, facilitating, guiding, mentoring, what's the fear? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and share. Great. So I'm going to let you keep sharing and then we're going to read. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. And as we start reading these and as you share what your fear is, I want to invite you to let yourself feel it. So be with your fear right now, like whatever's arising. And as we start to read it, you'll be like, oh my God, I didn't think about that one. Okay, feel all of them. So settle in, notice, where do you feel that fear in your body? So whatever it is that you shared on the chat, where do you feel it in your body? Just notice and breathe into it for a moment. Good. I'm going to go ahead and read what you've shared. And as I'm reading things, to let yourself notice, do you have that fear as well? Where are you feeling that one in your body? Not knowing enough or coming across like, I don't know enough. Being seen and judged as wrong, not valid. Failure. That I don't know anything, I don't have anything to share. So again, if you feel like I say something or as we're reading these out loud and you're like, oh yeah, just notice, where is it in your body? And some of them, you may not have that fear. Failing the people you are trying to help. Failure and collapse, not making it. Doing it wrong and being misunderstood. Failure, failing. Being criticized, judged. Letting others down, that I'm not good enough, I'm not ready. Okay, Sandy drawing a blank when the question is asked, so just feel into it. That's why we're going to do this for a whole week. Afraid that I'll judge and reject others, so fear of your own judgment and your own rejection, not doing it right or knowing enough. Not finding the right words. Not being articulate enough. Guiding in the wrong direction. Saying the wrong words. Being seen, not being ready, doing it wrong, being misunderstood. They will hurt me, I'll be crucified. Losing connection to myself by moving into caretaker mode, or caregiving mode, being misunderstood and facing emotional abuses, being seen, failure and judgment, not enough, never enough, not living up to the participants' expectations of being a fraud, not getting it right for others, that I will fail and look like a fool, lack of humility, judgment, feeling superior, so that fear of going towards the ego, not being able to teach like my father, place where we compare ourselves to others, failure, not knowing enough, not being capable, not getting it right, being responsible for others and fear of leading them wrong, not offering a good and engaging class, that you'll be boring, feeling like I don't have my own shit together enough to be of value to others, who to lead work with in a community I am new to, so that there won't be people or that you don't know who you'll be sharing or leading to, being seen, opening to criticism, judgment, imposter syndrome, afraid that I will take on more than I can handle, fear sap suckers attaching to me, honoring the teachings we have been given and also being authentic to myself and what resonates more loudly with me, finding the right words to say or stumbling over my words. Yeah, and the flip side of the coin, fear of failing your teacher. My stomach is clenching or a feeling of being punched in reading these. Yeah, I will get old and sick and never be able to serve. Okay, so I want to take a breath and just feel. And just be with that discomfort. And I want you to feel like instead of taking your fear and putting it behind you and pretending it doesn't exist, okay, or that I shouldn't be afraid, and instead of putting your fear in front of you and causing it to never allow you to take any action because all you see is the fear, imagine that you're going to grab the hand of your fears. Hello, fears. And feel your fear next to you. That you're acknowledging your fears, that you're present with your fears. And that you're not going to let your fear stop you. And you're also not going to let your fear drag you back. Hi, fears, just holding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Renee writes, feeling all of these I can clean when I ask, am I leading myself well? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to be compiling all of our fears. We're going to ask you to write your fears down again, okay, and come up with new fears. And this is your practice for the week, is to really let yourself explore what are my fears around leading. And what you're going to see is there are also your fears around living. And there's a survey that we'll be asking you to fill out. And the survey is going to ask two questions. First question is, what are you afraid of? What's your fear? And you can list as many as you have. And we're going to compile all of those and share the document with you. Because here's what we found to be incredibly important and helpful, is that every time you up-level, there's going to be fear. I still get afraid. There's a lot of places where I can walk into a situation and have no fear and feel really confident. And there's still situations, and it's when I up level to something that is new or I feel insecure because of whatever else is going on in my life, that there's fear. And that's okay. It's actually lovely to have fear when you're doing something different because it's energy. It's energy. And it's amazing to have a compilation of everybody's fears so that when you go to lead your first class, you can pull that document up and read everybody's fears and know that you're not alone. And that it's kind of natural and normal to have fear, and it's okay. There's something super soothing about seeing everybody's fears and doing it anyway. So that's the first part of the process. We're about to go into the second part. Yeah, Josephine, cool. I pictured us all in a big room posting these fears on the wall, like poetry takes away the power for me. Yeah, exactly. Just us, just fear, just poetry, just words. Exactly. Exactly. And it's energy. Fear is energy. So when we take away the story we have around fear, we can just use the energy to take action. And when we let go of the idea of I'm a proper leader if I don't have fear, who made that story up? Yeah. All right. So any questions or shares around this idea? How do you guys feel? You feel that like... Be in relationship with your fear without putting it in front of you and using it to stop yourself, or without trying to push it behind you, because it's just going to drag you back. Yeah, Judy.
What settled in was your openness, your honesty, but it led me to realize that no matter what I do, if people like me or don't like me, there is leadership happening through the discovery of their own reactions. So no matter what I do, I'll be the best teacher that I can.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's a relief, isn't it? And it is, it's this place of you're going to show up and be. The words are secondary. We're going to talk about the words and the knowledge, but that's secondary. What's also secondary is if they get it or not. It's actually secondary. Seriously. Right? Because you don't know what it's going to look like. You may drop in one word and someone's in completely resistant and hates you and think you're a complete fraud. And 5 years, something drops in, they're like, oh, and they don't connect it back to you. Who cares? Are you leading because you want a result? Or are you leading because you want to share? And that you're letting go of what it's going to look like. Because the truth is, we have no idea what it's going to look like or how people are going to take it. We just don't. You know? And I found people that, you know, when now I've learned, like sometimes when there are people that are like, oh my God, Heather Ash, you're the best ever. I'm like, I'm going to get so taken out later by this person. Right? Because what are they doing? They're putting me way, way, way up on a pedestal. And before I was like, oh, yay, that feels so good. Now I'm like, wait for it. Right? And sometimes the people that are in the most resistance and the most like hate me, think that I'm fake, you know, don't like what I'm teaching, are in huge resistance. Those are the people that have the biggest breakthroughs. And it may not be for years after they've been in relationship with me. We have no idea. But when you show up and give and learn as you're going, this is and we're also learning constantly and taking in information, that it doesn't matter. You start letting go of the result of what you think should be happening and just go into, for me, I'm in relationship with the divine and I'm trusting there's a larger force moving through me and that my job is to keep opening the channel and getting out of the way. That's our biggest job. Get out of the way and understand where you get in the way. and we're co-creating. I also don't believe that, you know, people tend to go either like, it's all me, I'm doing this, right? And there's that ego, like, this is me, I have all this knowledge and I'm imparting this knowledge to you. And that's kind of one side of the spectrum. And then this other side of the spectrum is, it's not me at all. It's just the divine coming through. And I have seen so much bullshit come through people who are like, it's just the divine. Because what it actually is their interpretation of the divine and them not taking responsibility at all for what they're saying. Okay. So if we're able to hold both of those poles of like, guess what? There's going to be times you're an ego. And we learn as we go along. And there's also going to be times that you're not taking responsibility when you actually should be. And you're going to learn as you go along, that we're learning as we go. There's beauty in that, and that there's always learning. There's always learning. Yay! Just like there's always fear. Yay! Mm-hmm. Good. Janice, right. It made me get into tears. Yeah, this is big stuff. I'm scared self. I'm here. I've got you. Exactly. Exactly. Ailish. Yeah. And that's it. I've got you. Hi, sweetie. Shanti, the energy feels intense and challenging to move to the side. Yeah. And we'll keep practicing and learning because this is different than most of the way that we normally interact, right? Helena, it's so great to feel the fear in a circle. I've been alone with my fears up until now. Yes. Exactly. And you also have that feeling sense of realizing it's not just your fear, like we all have similar fears. And so how do we bring that those up so that we take the power away? Because the place where the fear gets hooked into shame is really debilitating. So by bringing it up, we can start to just recognize we all have fears. It's okay. And how do we hold our own hand? How do we hold the hand of that fear? Sue, I appreciate you hearing fear is the energy, takes away the story and uses the energy. Yeah, yeah. And if you haven't had the opportunity to do a fire walk with me or with someone in our community, I hope you get to do a fire walk sometime soon because it's the biggest teaching around fear and how to use your fear as energy. Jessica, at first I felt a bit apprehensive, but as we talked more, I remember that all of those things I fear happening, I have encountered and survived through. Exactly. That realization takes the power out of the fear too. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Linda, I found that my fear is less and my confidence is greater since the last time I went through this course. I am different. Yay. Awesome. That's a beautiful cycle to see. Yeah. Renee, lately I've been witnessing the power of being versus doing. Yes. And that's, we get to stabilize the being. The world needs more being, my loves. The world does not need more doing. It needs action from being. It doesn't also need no action. The world needs action for sure. There's a huge difference of action from being because it's sustainable. You know, and part of what we're going to be weaving into leadership is social activism, social justice work, because it's really important that as leaders, we understand the inequities that have been built into the systems that we're part of, so that we can be mindful and directed to start to break things apart. Okay, so this is woven in as well, that we're not, you know, one of the things that this country is founded on, the United States, hi, all you people that aren't from the United States, but very true, especially for the United States, is individual. I'm an individual and I have rights as an individual, which is true, but we're also collective, we're a community, and nothing that you do is actually separate. We're all connected and we want to lift everyone up. And how do we do that? By taking good action to be sustainable in our desire to create change, because all of you are here because you want to be a change. You want to be a catalyst. You want to be a change maker. You are a catalyst and change maker. And you want to be more effective, or you want to be more grounded, or you want to be more present, or you want to know how. And this idea of tending your fire and being sustainable and letting that action come from a nourished, full place is critical. And we need to take action more than ever. So resourced action. It's really exciting. And part of that is, again, being in relationship with your fear. Because otherwise the fear is going to be dampening your fire in some way. Michelle, we don't have to attach to other people's narratives of us. Yes, and this is a great practice. Being a leader in any way is definitely about letting go of how others perceive us, our fear of that, and settling into where are we, being honest. And also having community, having peer, this group right here, this group of women that have come together for this particular cohort of the leadership training level one. These are your peers. These are people that you're going to reference back to and get support from. So something else we'll be talking about is that you don't get your support from your students. You get your support from this group. Okay. Or your reflection. Am I doing it right? You actually don't get that from your students. A little bit. We'll talk more about that. Okay. But especially as you start doing longer programs, for those of you, like the level of teaching that you'll be doing here, you won't be running into some of the issues that you will be navigating if you continue into like level two, which is leading circles. Like the projection and the resistance and all the fun that starts to happen as you do longer and longer sessions. Yay! You won't have to navigate that yet. Okay. Elizabeth, I was walking someone that I know through the Warrior Heart practice and I realized I did have expectation about a result. She fought me because she wasn't ready to go that deep. She misunderstood that thing, some things too. It was someone in my book study group, and that's the book we've been reading and discussing. Yeah, really great awareness. Yeah, and we get to let go of a lot of expectations over and over again. And again, the expectation of what it should look like. And understanding that a lot of times the expectations we have and the expectation of what it can look, should look like is fear. It's based in fear. Yeah, beautiful. Uh-huh. And crystallize an action from being that is sustainable can look differently for each of us. Exactly. Always, always, always. Trish, you're my people. Having more than just one person feels great. Yeah, we need tribes. We need community. We need circles. Kelly Jo, being a formal public education teacher, the framework is all about results and the attachment that comes with the results. Exactly. I evolved and could not be part of that setting in fear. Mm-hmm. Just as good as that I get to be part of your people too. Yay. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So fear in one hand. There's something in the other hand. You ready for the next part? Sometimes this part's even harder for people. What are you excited about? What lights you up? What are you like, yes, I can't wait to experience this, or this is what I'm bringing, or this is what I vision. Like, what are you excited about? What brought you here that lights you up, that excites you, that makes you feel alive and creative and passionate? What are you excited about? So name your excitement. Go ahead, feel it first. What are you excited about? Like when you felt that call into being a warrior goddess leader, what was the invitation and what excites you? Yeah, go ahead and share that in the chat and feel your excitement. And breathing into that excitement and noticing, for some of you, you may notice, wow, I don't really let myself be excited. Or I love being excited. This is the best. Okay. So just notice, where's the excitement in your body? Do you feel that excitement in your hands, in your belly? And can you let it be? Can you be excited and rest into? Good. I'm going to go ahead and read the excitement. And same thing, open and see when something is read. Do you feel like, oh yeah, I'm excited about that too? Or do you feel neutral? All is good. We're going to be excited about different things. Can you give yourself permission to be excited, to feel the excitement? Witnessing transformation, connection, watching others grow and being able to be part of that journey for them, connection, being a creator of change, excited to learn and pass on the learning to others, purpose, people, and self-growth, energy generated from the work and sharing that energy with others, the increase in positive energy support, and hope, healing, feeling my power and feeling my creativity, bringing light and healing to the earth plane, growing along with and relating to others, community, possibilities, reacquainting with and or recreating the authentic self, knowing that I'm healing enough to share what I've learned, watching this work help me, my life, and how the teachings help others. Feeling loved for who I am, no matter what. The experience of aha discovery learning. Seeing happiness grow within other women, so glad to be themselves. Spreading the passion I have grown into feeling the Warrior Goddess teachings, feeling it in the opening of my heart center. Growth. Change in me and for others who welcome it in themselves. Connecting with women without usual parameters, growth excites me. Being fully me and not hiding, feeling lighter and brighter. Being in service, and your energy just makes me smile for the first time I met you. Hi. And so it makes me excited to learn this new modality of leading. Yay. More poetry here, more decoration for our walls. So true. Now we have the excitement poetry. I am excited that learning how to teach allows me to integrate the teachings within myself. I'm excited to go deeper and deeper into self-awareness. Witnessing others and myself feel free or wake up to new awareness. I love these teachings. The Warrior Goddess way of leadership lights me up. I'm also excited to be training with you, Heather Ash. I'm so excited to be sharing this. Shining my light and seeing the glow in others. Going deeper into it and growing. Excited to connect with my circle of sisters to share this information with them so that they can grow together and empower us to transform to become our best selves. Not shrinking, excited to not shrink. Being part of all these women blossoming and growing. Just in the Warrior Goddess Training book group I ran, it was a really great experience because they really love their own transformation that brought such joy to my heart. Beautiful. Sharing sacred space and land, forming a loving community and helping others love themselves, being the incarnation of the divine energy in this human experience and allowing others to see the divine in themselves, healing through play, curiosity, and ceremony, infinite possibility, learning new things and being able to share that with others in creative ways, expanding through expression and helping others as I continue to evolve, offering another layer of truth and a path to grow there. Making connections to things and ideas in multiple ways. Fully embrace being a leader. Yeah, I've been afraid of that word. Wonderful. Confidence by having tools to use. Helping women feel confident, authentic, and grow. Creating community, facilitating growth, able to share tools that have changed my life with others. Beautiful. Beautiful. So feel the excitement as well. And that's going to be the second part of your homework assignment is hold hands with your excitement. Own your excitement. Okay. So on one hand, you have the fear. Hi, fear. Hey, sweetheart. On the other hand, you have excitement. Yay. So part of the survey, first question, what are you afraid of? What are your fears? Second part, what are you excited about? So share with us as well what you're excited about. And that will be part of the document that we will collate. And so you'll have a list of our group's fears and a list of our group's excitement. And anytime you're up-leveling or you're starting a new group, it's amazing to read through the fears and then to read through the excitement and to honor the brilliance and beauty and bravery of sharing something that's so dear to your heart and sharing yourself in whatever way. So how do you feel when you feel into this idea of holding your excitement? Did you notice that it felt easy to name your excitement? Are any of you like, oh, I can't be too excited? Do you notice that? Do you feel happy? So just a check-in, what do you feel now? Let's have one person maybe who doesn't usually share, raise your hand. So if you can, good, it feels balanced, beautiful. Yeah, and let's have one physical share. So I'm gonna flip over to gallery. Yeah, Teddy, it was harder to name the excitement. Sometimes it is, and it's just good information. Sue, excited about so much. All right, I have you all in gallery view so I can see your faces. So who doesn't usually share, raise your hand. We'll pull you up. You can also raise, if you go into reactions, there's a little place to raise your hand, I think. Yeah, easier to name the fears. Yeah, exactly. I feel excited to feel excitement. Nice. All right. Who wants to share out loud? You can volunteer or I can voluntold you. So you can physically raise your hand. I'm scrolling through. Do, 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 do. Okay, Carrie Keatsman, I keep looking at you. I'm bringing you on, baby. This was comforting. Oh, perfect. I just saw that. Okay, so we just unmuted you. Let's see if we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Well, like I said in my note, I found it comforting because I kind of thought maybe I was the only one who was terrified.
Good, sweetheart. Yay, you're in good company.
Yay.
May we all be terrified, excited. Like, this is a good place to live.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, sweetheart. Appreciate it. Yeah. No, the Warrior Goddess Training Circle and the images that I share is this idea of we want to be right on our edge. You don't want to live too far away from your edge because that means you're living from fear. Like, I'm going to hold myself back. We also don't want to throw ourselves over constantly, be pushing and like overriding ourselves. We want to find where's that line of where I feel excited and I have fear because I'm stretching and growing. And that there's that beauty of finding what's my edge now. Okay. Yes, Serena, I would love a share. First, Janice.
Hi.
Hi.
So I don't think there's a limit to my fears. And I think, I mean, just about everyone that was in the list, but this whole process and program is also kind of a timely thing. Because just a little bit after the time that I finished this program, I'm retiring from the government that I've worked for 20 years. I'm not going to make any money. So, you know, I've got a lot of apprehension going on, but I'm in an area where this program is so healing. And I'm in an area where particularly women really need it, you know? And so far they've been reluctant to a lot of things. So I'm hoping that that all shifts. One of the things that I had this one gal who is a student and she's also a client, but she said, I got to do more shadow work. And I said, you know what? All you need to do is start working on that warrior goddess training book, because I can't think of any deeper shadow work you can do than working on that in that book, you know? So I have, but my excitement is same thing. The women up here need it so much, you know, that when it is successful, there'll be really kind of a transformation of a whole area. And I know that sounds big, you know, and kind of grandiose, but it really is kind of a vision, but it's also true. You know, if these women take this and embrace it and start to change them and their daughters just by little things, you know, an entire area will change. And I'm excited about that because it really needs healing. We all need healing. And plus, I love watching everybody feel better. You know, I love feeling better, and I love it when I see other people feeling better and feeling proud of themselves that they're doing these things, because I come from a long line of my life not ever seeing that. You know, I've seen the most in this program than I've ever seen anywhere. And so I'm grateful for the program. So I'm terrified of everything, and I'm excited about everything, the same stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. Thanks so much, Janice. And how exciting. Yeah. And here's the, it's so true, like this, as you do this work, whether it's around the leadership or the Warrior Goddess Training Circle or reading the book or like all of it, you're transforming. And that is leadership, because you are holding a vibration that gives other women, other humans possibility just by the vibration that you're holding. And then if you bring, like as you continue to share in whatever way that you share, it has drastic, because exactly what you said, Jan, it's not just that one human, it then affects the kids, the partner, like everything starts to transform and move. It's really exciting. April.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to share what I'm excited about, and also a fear that I literally, it just came to me a few minutes ago during the other share. But first, my excitement is, this is my second time going through the facilitator training, but I'm in such a different place in my life this time. It was fall of 2020 was the last time. And I really didn't know what I was gonna do with it at the time. And since then, so much has shifted. It aligns a lot more with where I'm at in my life. So I'm just excited to go through it with a set of fresh eyes. And then the fear is, I have a fear that I'm going to hold myself back without knowing that I'm doing it. I've been really working on expanding what I allow to dream for myself lately, because I think sometimes it can be short-sighted, or I make myself small. And so I can see where that has, shaped outcomes in the past. So I want to try to let go of that throughout this and just let myself expand.
Yes, good. Oh, so glad to see you back here again, and to go the next, you know, that next journey on the spiral. Yeah, good. All right, love. So we're blessed as part of the community to have different mentors that have been teaching. So you don't just have me, you also have different mentors that have been out in the world teaching this work and can bring their experiences back. So I want to bring Serena on, who has a story to share about her first experience, or one of her first experiences teaching.
Hi, everyone. So I have this really, to me, it's funny now. At the time, it was absolutely not funny, but it's hilarious now. During my, when I originally did leadership training. We did it in person because that was a thing we could do. And
way back when.
Yeah, way back in the good old days. And we did it over a weekend. And I got really sick. Like I had a sore throat and I was like falling asleep during part of our sessions. And at the end of one of the days, I went to Heather Ash and I was just like, I just can't, like, I cannot stay here anymore. Like I need to go home. And it was like the biggest fear I had of like disappointing her. I like had just met her that year. And I was just like, oh my God, what is she going to think about me? And what does that say about me as a leader that I'm not really committed? Little did I know the writing was on the wall and here I would be several years later. But at the time I thought like that was the end and I cried like the whole drive home. And, but before I left, I walked up to Heather Ash to let her know and she looked me in the eyes and I just started crying and I could not look at Heather Ash in the eyes. I was so scared that she was going to see this imposter that lived inside me, this human who didn't know how to like be with other women at all. Like I was in such a different place than I am now. And I have so much compassion for that leader that showed up that weekend and her courage to like keep showing up. But it was so scary and I didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, when I think back at what kept me coming back, it was my excitement. And so I got to this place where I got to hold my fear that everyone was going to find out I was an imposter, that Heather Ash would learn that I didn't have my shit together and all of these things. And then simultaneously, like the possibility of what could happen. And all of these amazing people that I got to be in circle with and that we got to meet warrior goddesses all over and get to share these really yummy, juicy teachings that completely transformed my life. And so just like deep gratitude to Heather Ash for giving me permission to go home, even though I didn't really need it, but to have that like modeling of like, take care of yourself. And I think maybe the next time I saw her, I was able to actually look her in the eyes, without crying. And then over time now, you know, I'm at this point where I can lovingly stare at Heather Ash in the eyes and just feel that instead of melting into a puddle upon myself. So thank you, Heather Ash.
So welcome, sweetheart. Yeah. And that's so much what we're stabilizing is the world needs more leaders. And again, I hope when you hear me say the word leader, you have a different concept in your head of what I'm saying, right? The world needs more leaders that are compassionate, that are unconditional, that are present, that are showing up with what's needed now, not what they think should be happening now. You know, and I was blessed to have that modeled from my mentor Miguel, because I had the same thing. I could not look Miguel in the eyes for years. I was terrified that he was going to see how broken I was, or that he was going to reject me. And that was the biggest healing. Like the teachings, you know, all the tools that Miguel gave me and that I pass on to you and all the other tools that I've gathered, like the core of it is really getting in my body what it meant to be loved. And that's the gift that we're bringing to the world, is just loving people as they are. And, you know, there's a whole other thing around this, around, yes, you still make boundaries. Yes, you still like, that doesn't mean like, yay, everybody can do whatever they want. But we're stabilizing, loving ourselves so deeply and not punishing, getting out of this old model of reward punishment, so that we can show up with what's needed here without expectations. And that's a transmission. I had that transmission from Miguel. And that's my prayer, is that I can pass that transmission on to you as well, so that it continues to go out into the world. So Yay. All right. I saw one question, Renee. Will feeling into my excitement create an expectation within myself and create limitations? Blah, blah, blah. Yay, mind. So here's my response to you, Renee. Be excited, period. Just be excited. And this is like what I said before is really true. You're going to see in this fears and excitement issue, not just around leadership, but around how you are in relationship with life, because probably there's a fear of, if I get too happy, is that, am I going to end up in my ego? Or if I have pleasure, does that mean that I'm going to get totally passive and not, like, there's all these things that our mind does around pleasure and happiness and excitement that then shuts the energy down. So just watch. That's what's so fun around this is then now being curious of like, okay, when I start looking at my excitement, what does my mind do? When I start looking at my fears, because what you may also, your mind might also be like, oh my God, if you name your fear, it's going to come true. You can't name your fear, right? It's just like, if you think about death, you might die. Like there's so much weirdness in our culture around things. And we don't want to bury things. We want to be able to bring things up. So as we close today, the metaphor that we often use in the Warrior Goddess training is one that I learned through my mentor, Peggy Dillon, as the Firewalk Mama, that there's this pan of oil, and the oil is all the gunky stuff, the things that we haven't processed, the emotion, the fears, the stuff. And that when we step onto a healing path, you're on a healing path. That's what stepping into leadership is. You're pouring water into the vessel of your being. And that water comes in and the oil starts to rise. And how do we let the oil come up into our consciousness and move out? And so that's what we're doing with the fears. And sometimes, you know, what appears to be, I know one of the most intense practices I once did with a group that I was like, this is going to be the best practice ever, was I had a group break up into smaller groups and then name something they really wanted and have the group give it to them. And I was like, this is going to be so fun. It was my gift because I had done so much hard work. All of them were like, that was the worst exercise ever. I had to ask and then I had to receive. It was so hard. So we get to look at what are the fears or the resistance to pleasure, to receiving, to being excited, to being happy, to being rested, like all the things. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, how can I acknowledge my fears? Yeah, just naming them. It really is. You acknowledge them by naming them. So again, look for the survey. When we put the recording out, we'll also put a link to the survey. Is that true? I'm actually going to pass you on to Serena because she'll say that properly. Okay, good. Your temporary webpage. There it is in the chat. We'll have the survey link under the recording. So if you go ahead and grab that link, it's also in the email that went out this morning. Foundation, password foundation. And then next week, the membership should be humming along again. Yay, everyone, fingers crossed. It's been super stressful over here as we watch the website go down. but we have the temporary site, so you can always go there. Password Foundation, fill out the survey. So if you've got some space now to go do that or sometime between now and next week, and then we'll compile all of those and put a document up on the page that will be the list of fears and excitement. And yeah, we greatly appreciate your patience as we navigate moving towards stability, which creates instability. Yeah, GoDaddy has been going downhill for a while. They have so blown it in our world for sure. I used to love them. Oh, well, bye-bye. Yeah, absolutely. So sweet last night, Rachel, our business manager, texted me and she's like, the website's gone down again. I'm moving it. And we were both like, ah! I said, okay, creative solutions. What do we do? Create a new webpage so you have access. So there you go. I don't think, will we email the survey or will it just go on that link? It'll just be on the link. Yeah. Oh, Look, it's already in your inbox. Thank you, Serena. All right, sweets. So next week, we will step into lesson two, and you'll have more time to share and get to know each other. So this was a big, you know, getting us pointed the same direction. Fears, excitement, ponder, play, explore, and continue this week to dismantle your idea of what leadership is based on what we've explored today, that leadership is something very different than the power over, I have all the answers, I'm perfect. It's from here, okay? Authentic, vulnerable, present, excited, afraid, all of it. Much love to each of you. I'm really just so happy that we're stepping into this circle together. And look forward to next week. Thank you. And so two things before we close. Here is the link. Thank you, Serena, for remembering that. So this is a beautiful map that's online that shows who were the people that were on the land that you are on now. So it's native-land.ca. Okay. And next week, something. I'm trying to go into my thing, but Serena, do you remember what the topic is for next week? True work.
Next week, we'll be learning about true work. Yay. And I've also linked our syllabus in the chat. It's also in the Facebook group and on our portal.
Awesome. Yeah, grab that syllabus so you can, that's a great thing to see where we're going. Or not, you can just be surprised every week, which is always fun too. Thanks, Serena, for all your help sorting and organizing me and the program. And all my love, thanks to each of you for showing up and being the lights that you are. I'm excited to play with all of you. Big hugs. Mwah. Take care. We'll see you next week.